The inner courtyard of the Pierre Lassonde Pavilion is a calm space, isolated from the noise of the Grande Allée. Bordered by the museum structure on one side and a religious edifice from the early 20th century on the other, it presents a surprising juxtaposition of contemporary and historical architecture. The initial phases of the expansion project required the demolition of the south and west wings of the Dominican monastery, where the Grand Hall now stands. To protect the architectural heritage of Saint-Dominique Church, the only church in Quebec to feature the English Gothic Revival style, the musée committed to preserving the presbytery. It acquired the building and helped restore and clean the outside wall. For the time being, part of the presbytery is still being used by the Saint-Dominique Parish. However, in January 2011, an agreement was signed with the parish to grant the museum the right of first refusal to potentially acquire it should the church go up for sale. In that case, the Musée National des Beaux-Arts du Québec will be able to decide whether to integrate the religious building into its museum complex. In addition to its rich historic setting, the courtyard also has two independent entrances and exits. The first, near where you're standing, passes through the museum's Grand Hall, while the second can be reached directly from the Grande Allée without going through the museum. It is truly a public place, accessible to all. The museum's bookstore and gift shop and its luminous mezzanine are clearly visible from the courtyard. The semicircular bench in the courtyard echoes the curves of the walls and furniture and the bookstore and gift shop's warm and welcoming space, in contrast with the predominantly rectilinear architecture of the pavilion.